Please welcome, give a round hand for your pastor, from San Antonio, Texas, weighing 125 pounds. He is known as MB1, the son of the pastor, number one, and America's favorite Seagen pastor, Mr. Matthew John Mute Matt Bell.
You graduate.
Thank you, Andrew. That was awesome. Everybody give Andrew a big hand. Looking sharp there, Andrew. Yeah, he inspired me so much so that I decided I needed to copy him a little bit and whatever. So who knows what today is? Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day. Stephen thinks it's St. Patrick's Day. Whatever. Anybody else have any clues what today might be? Ben's birthday. Happy birthday, Ben. Pretend you're dead day. Yeah. No. Today's Valentine's Day. If you got red on, stand up. Yeah. Okay, if you wore red because it's Valentine's Day, keep standing. Heather, you're wearing red. Cool. Give yourselves a big hand. Anybody get any cards today? Valentine's Day cards? Anybody get any good ones? Anybody get broken up with a Valentine's Day card? No? Am I the only one who breaks up that way? Am I the only one who dumps their girlfriend on Valentine's Day? Back in high school, good times. Candy? Anybody got any candy out there? Anybody want any candy who doesn't have any candy? Do we have any more candy left? Candy lady? No. Valentine's Day. It's a fun day, right? Earlier today, I had only received one Valentine, and it was from somebody on MySpace. I don't know if that really counts. But then I got here tonight, and Tom gave me one, so that was cool. And then it was from Michelle, so I'm counting that as three Valentines that I've gotten today. Yeah, great. Just straighten up here. February is the month of love, or Black History Month. I think they kind of got gypped because it's only 28 days. Whatever. So February, it's a month of love. L-O-V-E. You guys know how to spell it. It's great. Anybody here in love tonight? Hopefully the engaged people, the married people, they raise their hands. If not, they're going to be in trouble later tonight. Tell somebody you love them. Just say, hey, I love you. I love you. I love you. If you're married, give your husband or wife a big smooch. Never mind. So what do we do on Valentine's to show our love for each other? What? I didn't hear that. I probably don't want to hear it. What do we do on Valentine's Day to show our love for each other? Cards, candy, jewelry, flowers, hugs, chocolate. We go on expensive dates, stuffed animals, tigers? Rawr. Oh, I forgot. Man, I'm already way past my message. I'm ahead of myself. Hey, who knows what last week was? We'll skip that. Okay, can we skip that? All right, thanks. So today's Valentine's Day. When I was a teenager, did any of you get that stuff today? Any of that Valentine's Day paraphernalia? Anybody? That's cool. Must mean somebody loves you guys out there. Or at least they want you to think that you do. Now, what does love mean to you? Is it candy and flowers, stuffed animals, jewelry, chocolate? Lips? That's interesting. No, what does love mean to you? Now, when I was a teenager, when I was your age, this is a little bit of what love meant to me. You guys want to hear what love meant to me? Yeah? Love meant to me that funny feeling you get in your stomach when you see somebody you really like. You got a crush on them, you see them, it's like, Your heart kind of goes boom, 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 or boom, 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 boom. No, okay. Hey, what? Love meant daydreaming all day about that special someone. Anybody else ever fall victim to that? Love meant trying to hold hands on school field trips without getting caught. Look out. Love meant getting mad at my parents when they would make me get off the telephone. Love was a word that I said at the end of my phone conversations so that I wouldn't get in trouble with my girlfriend and have a big argument about why I didn't love her. You know, it's like, I love you. I love you too. And if your brothers are in the room, it's, I love you. And then it's, me too. What? Me too? I love you, you know. Love meant being paranoid that somebody might pick up the other end of the phone. This is before cell phones. And listen in to your very private, very secret phone conversations. Am I the only one who ever worried about that? Here's a good one. Love meant being bullied around by my girlfriend's Mexican cousins because I'm very weak, scrawny, small, and white. So I was very much picked on by my girlfriend's large family of compadres. They didn't like me very much. They didn't like me. I don't know why. It meant having to spend money on presents that I really didn't want to buy on Valentine's Day. Love meant, man, that girl is hot. I love her. No? Man, that guy's a real beefcake, a real stud muffin. And in the end, love meant kind of a lot of pain, you know? Ouch, she broke up with me. Oh, I can't even live. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I'm just going to die right now because of the pain that I'm going through. Now, love slips into our daily conversations pretty easily, right? Dude, you love her. Just admit it. Or, I just saw this fantastic movie. You'll love it. I'd love to have some enchiladas right about now. Okay? I love my car. It's so fast and it just gets me going. My little kitty cat is so cute. I just love it. Okay? Love slips into our conversations so easily. And the word has a multitude of meanings in English, so it's really important that we know and understand what the person we're talking with, what they mean. For example, if you're a guy and you don't know the difference between loving your dog, loving to play basketball, and loving your girlfriend, you're going to be in trouble, okay? And you're not going to be in trouble with the dog. You're going to be in trouble with basketball. Or your girlfriend. Or if you're a girl, for example, if you don't know the difference between loving your parents and loving your prom dress, you're in a situation where you might find some heartache. Now, what does the Bible say about love? What's the love chapter in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 13. Good job, Andy. It's got my back there. If I had any more candy, I'd give it to you. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. I'm going to start with 4 and read through 8. It tells us some characteristics of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always preserves. Love never fails. And verse 13 says, and now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Now, faith and hope are great things, right? It's good to have faith. You got to have faith in God. You got to have hope for your salvation one day. But why does the Bible tell us that the best one of these is love? The most important thing is love. You ever wonder that? Why is love more important than having faith in God? Why is love more important? Ponder that for a moment. Love. Why is love more important? What does the Bible say about God? God is love. Now, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you don't have faith, you can't please God. But it says that love is more important than faith. And I guess the kind of what I was thinking about is, why would you have faith in a God who doesn't love you? So that's kind of what I took from that verse, is love is more important, because if God didn't love us, we wouldn't need hope or faith. It wouldn't even matter, right? If God didn't have that super great, fantastic, never-ending, eternal love for us, nothing else would matter. Not faith, not hope, not church, not TV. Nothing would matter without that love that God has for us. Love is the foundation upon which all human existence is built. John 3:16 says, for God so loved. Now, it doesn't say, for God so thought the world was hot. No. For God so liked the way the world looked in a nice bikini. No, doesn't say that. Doesn't say, for God knew going out with the world would be good for his social status. No. For God was so bored that he just needed a world to keep him busy. It doesn't say all the other gods had worlds, and so our God wanted to have one too, so he wouldn't be left out when he went out with his friends, you know. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say any of those things. Love isn't giving candy, Valentine's hearts, and chocolate. It says that God so loved that he gave. And what did he give? Now, do we really understand this? Do we really have a deep-rooted, grounded understanding of what it means that God so loved us that he gave? I don't think we do. I really don't. I really don't think that we understand that. Now, God so loved that he gave. What's my point here tonight? My point is that God loved us so much that he gave, and this is what we need to do as well. We need to surrender our lives to him. We need to surrender our wills, our wants, our desires, our flesh, our sin. We need to surrender all of these things to God because he gave us his life. And that's my point tonight. Each and every day, give to God what he gave to you. He gave you his life. Now, in return, we need to give him ours. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for tonight. I pray you bless each one of these young people here tonight. Lord, I hope that we have a realization of you, what you did, the price you paid. Lord, sending your son, dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, I pray that each young person here wouldn't leave here without knowing you as their Savior. I'm going to pray the salvation prayer tonight. And if you've never prayed this before and you would like to make Jesus Lord of your life, if you would like to accept his free gift of salvation, just pray this along with me. And I'd like everybody to pray with me tonight. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for sending your son to die for my salvation. I repent of all my sins. I ask you to be Lord of my life. I surrender my will to you. I'll follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time tonight, I'd like you to come talk to me. And you guys have a happy Valentine's Day.